Guiding Values All Around, Chapter 18. The philosophy of Sarvodaya is so profound that we could only try to, but cannot wholly live up to it. For full conformity in life to this philosophy, what is needed is the perception of the divine. Bapu used to say that his entire life, all his austerity and satyagraha, etc., were directed towards the search for God. The seekers of God generally meditate in lonely places. Bapu did not seek solitude. He worked in the midst of the people. Of course, he used to spend 15 to 20 minutes in meditation and worship. But he used to say that in every moment of our work, we ought to continue our meditation. That while working amongst the people, one ought yet to experience solitude. What kind of solitude is that which only lets the mind roam about? We could experience true solitude only there where we could separate ourselves from our minds. How seldom does one get detached from the world? Bapu, therefore, got beyond the level of the mind and experienced solitude in the midst of social service, and used to say that his life was meant for searching and seeing God. We are to understand what the perception of the divine could be like. Lin Yu Tang has written that India is a God-intoxicated land. He is right. But how to reach him? God is the abode of values. Values like truth, love, and compassion are in him in their fullness. God is the perfection of these values. We ought therefore to be able to discern the excellences in all those whom we confront. If I perceive anyone's fault, so far I would be experiencing Maya and not God. If I perceive both excellence and fault in someone, I would so far be experiencing something divine and something of Maya. This cannot be said to be pure perception, Swachha Darshan. Pure perception would mean the perception only of values. God is being manifested everywhere. And what appear as faults are nothing but the surface coating of Maya, as there is a coating over a seed or over a groundnut. Pure perception can be attained by piercing through this covering. Then one would perceive only the values separately. Such perception of the divine elements would lead to a total experience of God. It is therefore necessary always to be receptive to values, to contemplate and to remember values, and to avoid detection, contemplation and remembrance of disvalues. Hence my suggestion that we ought to take the vow of not blaming. Aninda. Finding fault in another is to be treated as one's own fault. To blame him would be a second fault on one's part. And to talk about his fault or to blame him at his back would be a third one. If faults thus accumulate one after the other, they hinder the perception of values. And without the perception of values, there could be no experience of God. For precisely this reason, one should not even detect one's own faults. One has to discern one's own excellences. We have thus to talk about excellences, to perceive excellences, and to add to them. That would amount to singing God's praise. A few particles of sand are mixed with a few particles of sugar. An ant picks up only the particles of sugar. Likewise, if I perceive truth anywhere, I would accept only that. If I discern love and compassion anywhere, that would suffice for me. By perceiving excellences in others, my own heart would be filled with them, and I would then come to have a comprehensive vision of the divine. Our programs of charity, service, and satyagraha are all meant for the experience of God's secret powers. What do we do in satyagraha? We bear pleasure and pain, discovering goodness in everything. All that is good should come to the forefront. Satyagraha is based on the belief that the person in front of me has something good within. This is the perception of values on which satyagraha is founded. The idea is to make the values within the person gain the upper hand so that he could be purged of his faults. The satyagrahi courts suffering with a view to strengthen the goodness in the other. The satyagrahi must have the virtue of showing respect to the excellences in the others. Satyagraha is based on this respect. Charity, too, presupposes this. People acquire property from different sources and by different means. Sometimes they acquire even by dispossessing others. We, however, go to them and ask them to donate land out of sheer love. People tell me how foolish I am. How can these miserly fellows give away anything at all? They ask me. In my opinion, they are not misers. They have become so owing to circumstances. I believe that there is love in their hearts. When I ask for gifts, I rely on this faith. In the absence of such faith, it would be foolish to ask for gifts. One could, in that case, only take away by force. Thus, for charity too, there should be a prior appreciation of values. The Upanishads have accordingly said that the donor receives his due appreciation only in the kingdom of God. Without this faith, people do not entertain the idea of charity. Theft and robbery prevail, and people take recourse to force. We are trying to solve the problem of land through charity. If there is no experience of God within, how could this work continue? The entire Sarvodaya program is thus founded on the discernment of values. Discernment of values would lead to the experience of the divine. Even a partial discernment of values would lead us in that direction. One cannot perceive the whole all at once. Bhudan would help us to discern generosity in men. The work of Shanti Sena would bring to light the virtue of fearlessness. The work of Khadi would manifest the virtues of self-reliance and self-recovery. A program of work aimed at a cleaner India would reveal the virtues of purity and sanctity. Moving thus from one extensive social work to another, we would forge our way ahead through the discernment of ever new virtues. This process would be the process of experiencing the divine. Since this cannot be achieved all at once, we are to carry on this process as long as our body lasts. Bapu used to say that he was going on experimenting, that he had not had the full realization. Our life is meant for such experimentation. If the inquiry reaches satisfaction in my life, then, of course, I would turn into God. I have accordingly composed a verse that contains the philosophy of Sarvodaya in it. Brahma Satyam Jagat Sphurtihi Jivanam Satya Shodhanam. Brahma is the reality and pervades the universe. The universe is its manifestation. The goal of our life is to search for that truth in this world and in that light. Ram Gunj, West Dinajpur, West Bengal, 12th of February, 1961.